You might recognize that voice. Suggs from Madness, from a solo album he put out back in the mid-1990s called The Lone Ranger, doing the Beatles' I'm Only Sleeping here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, birthday boy Dave Wakeling of the English Beat fame with a solo track he had out, a small minor, a hit. I don't know what you want to call it, but came out in 1991. Called I Want More. Like, I spaced out on it for a second. I'm like, what was that song called? I don't remember. We are approaching that Joe Gibbs mock in the midnight hour. I do want to remind you that Attic Records does join you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week. And they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all those stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. Their phone number, 412-821-8484. And one more quick reminder before we get into the mock. You can always send me a request for a future show at wrctrequest@gmail.com. We have a Joe Gibbs mock coming up. Let me dig around and see if I can find some better background music more appropriate for the mock.
My back against the wall. It seems I'm going to leave the bar.
It is time now to get into the mock. It is just now midnight here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. People call me the Mockster because I do this thing called the Mock, and I have a show called Viva La Mock, where each and every Friday night at midnight, I take a word, artist, performer, theme, and play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about it somehow, songs that fit into whatever I consider to be the Mock. It is Black History Month, all month long, so I've been showcasing black writers and performers and artists all month. We did Barrett Strong a couple weeks ago, Whitney Houston last week, and this week, Joe Gibbs going underneath the mock light. Now, Joe Gibbs, as you can maybe tell by the background music, was influential in the reggae scene, especially in the 1970s into the 1980s, producing tons of great stuff. He worked in roots reggae, rocksteady, dub, all across the genres within that reggae format. In fact, in 1977, he had a culture album called Two Sevens Clash, which was actually a major influence on the emerging punk scene internationally. In fact, the Clash themselves have cited that album as being extremely, extremely influential in their progression as artists, as musicians. So I've got five songs lined up for you to play for this Joe Gibbs mock. I'll tell you more about the man after the mock. But we're going to start things off with a little bit different of a beat as far as it's a reggae-esque mock, because Scout Niblett's going to start off the entire set, putting her own twist on a Joe Gibbs song. It's Uptown Top Ranking. It's the Viva La Mock radio program with a Joe Gibbs mock.
I got no style, I'm simply rude. No pop, no style, I'm strictly rude. See me upon the road, hear you call out to me. Uptown top ranking. Lovers in your heart say it's all out for me. Uptown top ranking. If love is all you bring, why tired of everything? Style, I'm simply rude. No pop, no style, I'm strictly rude. top ranking. Do 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 do. Uptown top ranking. If love was all you bring, why are you tired of everything? I got no style, I'm simply rude. No pop, no style, I'm strictly rude. Uptown top ranking. Uptown top ranking. Uptown top ranking. Uptown top ranking.
Put my trust in you, let me down. Should I flirt around? Why should I think this way? Thinking that you're going away. There ain't no way we'll stay together anymore. Am I to go on now, living this way? Can't go on like this, pretending each day. You make me feel so mad, you make me feel so sad whenever I have to share your love. So how could I ever go on living this way?
Oh no, oh no, oh no. once more back to the old school. There is changes of teachers, but the subjects remain back to the old school. There is changes of teachers, but the subjects remain back to the old school. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. Yes, my pencil was sharpened by a razor. Sharp razor, sharp. Yes, my pencil was sharpened by a razor. Sharp razor, sharp. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. I'm feeling happy again to go back. I see a lot of old students.
Happy, happy, happy.
I'm feeling happy again. Go back, I see a lot of old students.
Happy, happy, happy.
Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school. Back to the old school once more. Back to the old school.
Thank you.
I feel you can always leave it to Mark E. Smith in the fall just to pull through when you're not even expecting them. I'm like, I'll do a Joe Gibbs mock. What can I find? Am I going to find some ska artist? Maybe The Clash? No. Found none of those. But I found The Fall doing Why Are People Grudgeful from their infotainment scan CD that came out back in 1993 to wrap up a Joe Gibbs mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before The Fall, it was Roy Alton from a 1974 release of his doing I'm Going Home. Errol Dunkley actually originally put that out in 1967. Now, keep in mind, Joe Gibbs was a producer, and then a lot of producers have writing credits for what their artists are doing, much like that one. Burning Spear in there with a song called Old School, which was just talking old school reggae, rocksteady, etc. Name dropped Joe Gibbs quite a few times in that song. Shinehead doing a cover of the Dennis Brown hit that I have in the background. It's called Should I? Shineheads came out back in 1992. Dennis Brown put it out in 1979. And Scout Niblett started off the entire set with Uptown and Ranking. Or Uptown Top Ranking, sorry. That Althea and Donna put out in 1977. Scout did it in 2004. That, my friends, was a Joe Gibbs mock for you. Celebrating Black History Month all month long here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you've got a suggestion for a mock, send me an email. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. You can tell it's late. You can already tell it's late. The monster's just losing his words. That's what's happening. Let me find some my background music. Let's switch it back up. Get back into some music. You make me feel so sad whenever I have to share your love. There's my music. All right. Let's get back into the rock and or roll for you as we wrap up this program called the Viva La Mock Radio Show. By wrapped up, we still have like 38 and a half minutes to go, but I've got a lot of music to cram into there, and I want to get back into the music for you. It's interesting. Last week, we celebrated Steve Hackett's birthday. We celebrated Peter Gabriel's birthday. So it seems like I'm playing a lot of Genesis-esque. Is there a Genesis-esque music, maybe? Yeah. So, but what's interesting, too, is if you know the Monster, you know he's really not a Phil Collins fan. So it's interesting. He was a fan up until some point in the 80s, and I don't know if it was like maybe 1987. He was just – I can tell you what Genesis song got the Monster to be like, yeah, I'm done. And I've argued with Genesis fans about that, and I won't tell you right now, but I'm just going to tell you there is a Genesis song that was the deal breaker for me. And then the Phil Collins output as the late 80s into the 90s went, I was just like, what? Like give me Abacab, give me some of that stuff, and I'm okay with that. I am. So you don't hear the Monster playing a lot of Phil Collins, but guess what? His birthday isn't today. His birthday isn't yesterday. However, his solo album, his first solo album, Face Value, was released back 40 years ago, now yesterday. So I'm like, okay, I should play something from that. Should I not? Yeah, there's the big hit. But what about the second big hit? How about playing that, Monster? Okay, I'll admit, I got a weak spot. Before I go all hipster on you and be like, oh, Phil Collins, nope, I'm going to play it. I think I missed again.
machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me. Yeah, me. Her name, that don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can't be alone? Next we were moving on and she was with me. Yeah, me. Next we were moving on and she was with me. Yeah, me. Sing it.
I'm
Generation X wrapping up a set of music with Ready, Steady, Go. Hey, do you ever wake up in the morning with like a song stuck in your head? Or am I the only one who does that? Come on, raise your hand. Because I'm going to let you know, this morning, literally this morning, that was the song that was stuck in my head. But here's the challenge. The hook wasn't stuck. Just like random parts of the song. And I was driving myself bonkers going, I know this song. Why can I sing everything up until that part where it's going to tell me what song this? And then I figured it out. And I'm like, okay, everyone else gets to hear that song. Because if I'm going mad, you're going mad. Because that's the agreement that we have. It's an equal madness bond. Before the Gen X, how about the Arrows? The Arrows, the originators of I Love Rock and Roll. From 1975, Alan Merrill, who wrote the song, he would have been 70 years old today. Sadly, he was a victim of COVID-19 almost a year ago, back in the spring. He was an early victim of COVID-19, and we miss him to this day. But he gave us I Love Rock and Roll. He did. ELO in there as well. Don't bring me down. And that's what you're saying, Moxter. Don't bring me down. Play some music. Don't bring me down. And I try not to. I try not to. Phil Collins. I played Phil Collins, so maybe I brought you down. I played Phil Collins because it was 40 years ago today. Face Value came out, and I went with the second single off of that, which was I Missed Again, which happens a lot. I miss a lot. I do. But I won't miss the opportunity to tell you how you can grow a vibrant community. Yeah, you can do it with trees. Yeah, because a tree-lined walkway in parks, in neighborhoods, it encourages people to do what? Get out and walk and be healthy. Be active. Yeah, trees actually lift the value of homes. They actually decrease energy costs. They support stable jobs and they boost businesses at local stores, especially the hardware stores that has like saws and hatchets and stuff, and those loppers to trim them. Anyway, this message has actually been brought to you by the U.S., the Urban Forest Coalition, the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and, of course, your friends here at WRCT. Now, let me tell you this other fun fact that I recently learned. That fun fact is, guess who's never had a number one single? Never had a number one single. Now, his song went number one back in 1977 when Manfred Mann did it. Never had a number one single. That's Bruce Springsteen. Let's play the original version of Blinded by the Light for you on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Madman, drummers, bombers, and Indians in the summer with a teenage diplomat. In the dumps with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his way into his hat. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round. With this very unpleasing sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crashed to the ground. Some old hot hat shop was in for a hot spot, snapping his fingers, clapping his hands. In some flesh white mascot was tied to a lover's knot with a whatnot in her hand. And now young Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot and throws his lover in the sand. Shot, save the buckshot, turn up the band. And she was blinded by the light. Oh, cut loose like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. She got down, but she never got tight. But she'll make it all right. Some brimstone baritone and ice cyclone roll.
That is just some good old rock and roll. Brand new music from Joe Normal and the Anytowners here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Stuck in a Job. Before that, how about some Eddie Money? Eddie Money doing the Miracles, You've Really Got a Hold on Me. Played that one for a couple reasons, mostly because Smokey Robinson and Bobby Rogers, both members of the Miracles, celebrating their 81st birthday, technically now yesterday, but both born on the exact same day back in 1940. What a miracle that is. Is it that they became a band and all that? How about some Bruce Springsteen in there as well? Yeah, never had a number one on his own, but he wrote that number one. Came out, that version came out in the early 70s, but that 1977 is when Manfred Mann took it to number one. Pulled that off of Greetings from Asbury Park. That was Blinded by the Light. We still got about 9 minutes left before we get to that 1 o'clock hour and the Mockster has to say goodnight, but I want to tell you a couple things. And first and foremost, you should join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2 hours. No, 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. And he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists, and sometimes his favorite classic artists. It's Thursdays at 8 here on WRCT. And I got to tell you, I listen to that show, and I usually try to promote the shows that I listen to because that's what I do. But when I was listening to his show, I got to tell you, this is what I heard last night.
He made fun of me saying I had an accent, claimed I was Canadian, and joked that I was playing Anne Murray on Quartz in Session.
Okay. Not all true, but partially true because he does have an accent. I do believe he's Canadian, and he has not refuted that. He has not shown me the evidence that he's not Canadian. And to be honest, and there's no offense to that, I just want him to be open. Just be open about being a Canuck. That's no problem. And I've got stacks. I've got files. I've got stacks. I've got the proof. But then he went on to say,
Well, I've got a theory. You know, here at WRCT, every month we get to see our station rankings and our show ratings comparing the shows amongst each other here on the station. Well, thanks to you, Quartz in Session is doing really, really well. And let's just say that it hasn't gone unnoticed.
So he's talking about how, and I'm glad he's doing well, but I'm going to tell you one thing, Rockin' Attorney, the Mocksters held down the number one position for 21 years on Friday nights on WRCT. Yep, I've been the top-rated show at 9 p.m. on WRCT for 21 years. But I can also tell you, I can hear you knocking.
Yeah, you got satin shoes. Yeah, you got nasty boots. Y'all got cocaine eyes. Yeah, you got sleepy driving. Get him and Ollie out the window.
got no special right over here. Well, I ain't got no special right over here. Well, ain't got nobody to love and feel my care. Pallet I lay down across my bed. Got off my pallet I lay down across my bed. I went to eat my breakfast, it's blues all in my bread. What you gonna do, your dough roller gone? What you gonna do, your dough roller gone? You better make some biscuits until she come home. Morning, I do you reckon it rains?